Over the past 2 days, three of New Hampshire's most prominent politicians have signaled their opposition to a major natural gas pipeline proposed for southern New Hampshire. It was nearly a year ago that developer Kinder Morgan announced it would move the project completely into New Hampshire, and its opponents believe that political pushback in the Bay State was a big reason for that shift. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown has more on whether political opposition will have much of an impact on the pipeline's future.
Not many people showed up at an information session a couple of nights ago in Windham. It was the first of Kinder Morgan's state-required public open houses. There were charts and maps showing the proposed pipeline's path across 17 towns in New Hampshire. The pipeline would carry natural gas into the region from the Marcellus Shale, and Liberty Utilities, New Hampshire's largest gas distributor, is one of the pipeline's biggest customers. Bob and Beth Runco live along the proposed route in Hudson, and as they left the auditorium early, they were dispirited.
I don't see how they're going to stop it, you know. It looks like Massachusetts was kind of successful in some towns to drive it out of there. I just don't think there's enough opposition up here.
It was a different scene 24 hours later in Ringe at the second public information session. One could say that the shift began on Sunday with Senator Bernie Sanders in a speech to a Democratic fundraising dinner.
And that is why right here in New Hampshire, I believe the Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline that would carry fracked natural gas for 400 miles through 17 communities is a bad idea and should be opposed.
Then, starting Tuesday night, the political dominoes began to fall. During a conference call with constituents, Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte said she opposes the project because her questions haven't been adequately answered. And then yesterday came statements of opposition from Representative Ann Custer and Governor Maggie Hassan.
That's good. It's about time. It's about time.
Al Lefebvre is from Ringe and a member of the local conservation commission. He says it took a frustratingly long time to get New Hampshire politicians to take a stand.
Well, I think they were trying to see how the winds were flying, stick their finger in the air and see which way is going.
But Lefebvre worries that for all of the headlines that these statements might spur, it's not at all clear how much difference they'll make. Ultimately, the decision of whether the pipeline gets built rests with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC. Reporter Hannah Northey focuses on covering the FERC for a D.C.-based website, E&E Daily. She says the application process doesn't place a lot of emphasis on how much local opposition exists.
I don't think that political opposition is necessarily going to change the process at FERC. You're going to come up against FERC saying that we are an independent agency and we make our decisions based on the merits of the project.
Northey says landowners can get their voices heard, though, and FERC does consider the impacts of projects very carefully. She adds, contrary to what many activists claim, the FERC doesn't approve every pipeline.
And I found that the commission approved 56% of the applications that had come in since 2006.
So the opposition of some of New Hampshire's most prominent politicians doesn't necessarily change the calculus for Kinder Morgan.
If we don't do something, businesses are going to speak with their feet, and they're going to move out of New Hampshire.
Alan Foer, VP of Public Affairs at Kinder Morgan, says going forward, his company will work to answer the questions that Ayotte, Custer, and Hassan have, but they will be going forward.
We respect Senator Ayotte in her position. We respect, obviously, Congresswoman Custer in her position. But we're going to continue to work with them, to continue to provide the information to them that they need for their constituents.
So now, the primary arena for this debate will shift to a federal agency down in Washington, D.C. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.